I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Is the new Bless Your Heart.
Love that. Bless Your Heart. So, by the way, you missed my whole Yoda impression in the middle of that that diatribe you were on.
Yeah, I heard it there.
Yeah.
I heard your Yoda cadence there.
Smart I am.
Good.
Smart
yes.
I am.
Yes.
Clever.
Sneaky you were.
Clever as me. Yeah. All right, so the big story of the day, Albert Pujols is cut by the Angels
what
just
are they
all
doing?
Of a sudden out of the blue.
All right, what are they doing? There are certain people in life, Mace, certain people in life
yeah.
that deserve to go out on their own, okay?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say he's one of them?
You know what? He's had a legendary career.
Today's Willie Mays' birthday. I mean,
yes.
Would you do this to Willie Mays? I mean, come on. He's a modern-day Willie Mays. He's probably better statistically than Mays.
No, he's not better statistically than Mays, but he's great. If you look at Albert Pujols, he's fifth all-time in home runs, second all-time in RBIs, 13th all-time in hits.
So how is that not comparable to Mays?
It's comparable. He's just not better than Willie Mays.
But what I'm saying is Albert Pujols is probably statistically the best player left, you know, that's still playing, either him or Miguel Cabrera.
In terms of, yeah, those two guys are sort of the guys, the volume guys who've had a lot of success over a long period of time.
Now, what's weird about this is, and Lindsay, jump in on this if you know more than what we were texting, but did somebody report that this wasn't Joe Maddon that took him out of the lineup, but it came from upstairs?
That is the report, yeah, that the front office, despite the fact that Albert Pujols was 6-for-9 with 2 doubles, 2 homers, had a lot of success against Ryan Yarbrough. The front office benched him last night for the game, and he was pissed off.
Well, you know what's weird is Artie Moreno has a history of kind of doing whatever he wants.
Yes.
Remember when he went and signed Vernon Wells against the wishes of his own GM?
Yep. Josh Hamilton, there's another Artie Moreno special.
And maybe even Pujols. We were in rumors that Pujols was. I think Artie is one of those kind of cut from the cloth of George Steinbrenner that's going to do what he wants whenever he wants. And you wonder, I mean, obviously they've had huge losses in their PR department. I mean, a couple of years ago, Tim Mead left to go run the Hall of Fame. And then the worst one of all was Eric Kay, who's, you know, right in the middle of that whole Skaggs situation. But you would think there's somebody there that would have told him, hey, this is going to look and play horribly.
Yeah.
If we designate Albert Pujols for assignment, and maybe Artie just doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I don't think he does. And by the way, you know, my philosophy is he's batted what? Over the last 5 years, he's batted .229 over the last 5 years.
Right.
He is .178. As of this month, 178 or 197, one of those. He was under 200 so far for this year in somewhat limited at bats. I mean, he's not been an everyday player. So, you know, my tendency is to think that you will be tolerated until you can be replaced.
Right, but here's
and
the
he
thing.
Is now replaceable.
Would it not have been more palatable, for lack of a better word, to go to him and say, hey, look, you're not hitting. Obviously, we're paying you a lot of money, and we're going to continue to pay you the money. We think that having you in the clubhouse has value. We got a lot of good young players here. We're going to DH you against left-handed pitchers, unless they just want, or we're going to play at first base against left-handed. Unless
or they
just
want a roster spot, a player that is more versatile than that.
Do they want to DH Ohtani every single day? I mean, I find that hard to believe.
But wait a minute. Is he that bad?
Oh, yeah.
That a future Hall of Famer is just
sitting there taking
Lindsay.
Up one roster
that bad.
Spot
he's
that
bad.
You have to
Wait,
cut,
Mays.
Cut
he's
that.
Willie Mays at the end of his career.
Hey, but what about,
Mays,
what about
you
as
know
a...
how bad he is? How bad is he? He's actually hitting like 40 points better than none other than Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, Lindor is a young guy. He's not done that for 5 years.
But,
Albert Pujols has batted .239 over the last 5 years.
Yeah,
Lindor
but Mays,
has had great years during
Mays,
that time.
Hasn't Albert Pujols earned the right to be an end-of-the-bench pitch hitter against
yes.
lefties? I mean, wouldn't that have been a better way? You give him a start once a week, maybe the day after Ohtani pitches. You use him as a pinch hitter. You have him, you know, parade around the ballpark and wave to people, hey, I got to see Albert Pujols play in person, and he goes out with a little dignity. This
or
makes the
like
Angels
night.
Look bad.
Like a night like last night. Last night was a perfect night for him to be in the lineup, but yet he wasn't.
Yeah, I think, and this is the old rule, and I still believe it, and it goes for everything. You will be tolerated until you can be replaced. I understand Albert Pujols, legendary, first ballot Hall of Famer, all that stuff. But if the Angels are looking for a more all-purpose player to sit at the end of the bench and give them, I mean, at this point, Albert Pujols is a DH or nothing, right? He's not a position player anymore.
No,
they want somebody there, I'm
first.
Guessing, that can play a position or multiple positions.
Well, Ohtani doesn't have position.
Well, he's pitcher.
Right, but so that actually works in your favor here.
Every 5 days he pitches.
Right, and you don't play him the day after he pitches. So DH Pujols on those days. Play him once a week.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not very good anymore.
Right.
He's just not very good anymore.
That's an accepted part of the argument. But I'm just saying he's been so good for so long. Doesn't he deserve better than this?
Yes.
Would you, by the way, Mays.
Yeah.
Would you have done this to Kobe?
Done this to Kobe, no.
Kobe at the end of his career shot 35% in his last year, 28% from three. You easily could find somebody better than that. But
that was a bad team.
Right.
It was a bad team. But Albert Pujols is not Kobe Bryant.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Look at his numbers. I think
Kobe is an iconic superstar.
Mace,
Albert Pujols is a great player. There's a difference.
Albert Pujols is a top 20 hitter all time in baseball. Look it up. I mean, Albert Pujols was putting up Mike Trout numbers early in his career. I mean, he's that good.
Plus, isn't it a fact that he lied about his age?
I don't know if it's a fact.
Isn't that a fraud that he's really probably 47 years old?
Even better, if he's 47 and he's still been able to have the career that he's had, even though he's been down the last 5 years, I think it's even better. Just goes to show
you
how good a player
he is. Stop comparing him to Francisco Lindor. We get it. You hate Francisco Lindor, but
I'm not comparing him to him. I'm just making the point that. The Angels, I'm trying to make like the contract thing. The Angels knew when they signed him to a 10-year deal. Don't you think that's something they have to think of? Well, we really love this guy. We want to give him a great deal and reward him for his success. Give him a 10-year, $250-whatever-million deal. And knowing that at the end of his contract, he's not going to be playing like he used to. So at that point, when you have a Hall of Famer on your team and you realize, oh, you know what? He isn't playing the way he used to, just like we thought when we signed him 10 years ago to this deal. So let's at least give him the dignity of finishing out the year.
Hey, we should open the phones on this. 877-710-ESPN. If you're the Angels, did they handle this right? Are you with Mason that you will be tolerated until you can be replaced?
Yep, thanks, Albert. You were great.
Or does Albert Pujols deserve better? And, Mason, I'm going to come back at you about something.
Okay.
I want you to pull up Albert Pujols' baseball reference page.
Yes.
The first 10 years of his career match up against anybody ever in the history
of the game. He was unbelievable
with
the Cardinals.
Willie Mays, better than Willie Mays, better than Hank Aaron, as good as Mike Trout. I mean, Babe
Ruth.
He's
not as good as Mike Trout because he never had the positionality of those guys.
Right, but
Willie Mays could go get it deep. I mean, Willie Mays, we're seeing the catch over and over again. What is it, the Vic Wertz catch?
Right.
In the case of Mike Trout, he's a Gold Glove outfielder.
But, Mace, I'm arguing that he was such a good hitter the first 10 years of his career that it wouldn't have mattered if he made 20 errors a game. He made up for it. Here's his – from the time he was 23 – here he was, okay, so he was an all-star every year in his 20s. When he was 23, second in MVP, third in MVP, next year third in MVP. Next year, he won it. Year after that, MVP two. Year after that, MVP nine. Year after that, won it.
But
won it again.
You're talking about the ancient. Place. You're talking about ancient history.
I'm talking about the fact that he's going to be, and he might be, he might be the only the second guy ever besides, or I guess there's two now, right? Is Rivera the only guy ever to be unanimous?
Rivera, because remember, there was one guy that didn't vote for Jeter.
Okay, so Rivera's unanimous. I think he's number two. I can't see anybody not voting for Albert Pujols on the first ballot.
Tough to make a case. But if you're talking about best performance right now, and
don't
sports
disagree.
Is
but we're
a
not.
Performance-based business. It
it's
is a performance-based business,
okay, but
and he's not performing.
If Mace, if ESPN gives you a 10-year contract, knowing that at the end of the 10 years, you're probably not going to be what you are in the beginning.
Oh,
but
no, I'd be better. I
they're
get
getting
better every
Steve
year.
Mason, who is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. At the end of it, if they just fired you on a Wednesday and started playing Louie Louie on the...
Which has happened to me.
Yeah. It's beneath you, and it makes them look bad. This is a horrible day for the Angels, and they tried to poo-poo it with this dumb statement of... It was a pleasure to have Albert Pujols in an Angels uniform. Well, it was a pleasure. Why did you grab him by his belt and throw him out the front door onto the lawn?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't how you treat people.
Okay, I want to throw something else out there. So one of our friends, one of our mutual friends.
Okay.
Last night, Cinco de Mayo last night. So a lot of people went out and partied. A lot of people had fun, which is great. A lot of people downed some tequila. Jorge, what'd you do for Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, I had my beer, tequila, and a couple tacos.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And one of our friends wrote this to me. He said, I drank so much of the Cranston tequila that I couldn't make it from my den to my bedroom.
All right.
I'm paraphrasing.
First of all, have you had the Cranston mezcal?
I have, yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Yes.
It is good. So the golf drink of choice created by James Worthy is the Worthy Splash, which is mezcal or tequila, whatever you got. If you got 1942, if you got mezcal, if you know, if you've got Casamigos, whatever you got.
Yep.
Tequila on the rocks, preferably two shots, with a splash of pineapple juice.
I like that.
I made Jorge drink one at the golf tournament. Jorge, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate that drink.
Yeah, I will say a 9. It was a good 9. Yeah.
It is spectacular. So anybody who claims they got into the mezcal and couldn't get back, I sympathize with them. Let me just put it that. I've been there and done that.
So, yeah, the mezcal is good. By the way, it's called Dos Hombres. It's Aaron Paul and Brian Cranston. But this particular friend, and I will not name his name, is still hungover. He's still hungover. It is 1 o'clock. So on his behalf, do you, John, when you drink too much and you wake up the next day, do you have a way that you deal with a hangover?
Power through.
I
take two Advil and go. I think if you can get into your routine and get going and just say, it's not going to beat me, you can make it through the day. Now you're going to feel like crap. But it can be done. I think people that use hangovers as an excuse not to work are a little soft.
Yeah,
okay.
That is soft.
Jorge, what about you?
No, you drink two more beers the next day and then just keep hydrating with water the rest of the day and you're good.
So that's the hair of the dog treatment.
The
Lindsay, what about you when you're totally ripped and you wake up the next day and you feel terrible?
Hair of the dog actually does work. It has some scientific findings behind it.
Oh, really?
Hangover is actually your body going through alcohol withdrawal, like acute alcohol withdrawal. So hair of the dog, it'll make the hangover go away for a little bit, but you're kind of prolonging the inevitable. But I always say a ton of water, the water before you go to bed too, like the night before, that's definitely key. And a lot of like really bad, unhealthy, greasy food that seems to help.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm curious about that, though, because this guy's still struggling, still having a hard time, not feeling his best. You say hair of the dog, but I think he's past hair of the dog. If you've got a good hangover cure, 877-710-ESPN.
Hey, circling back to this
thing, too.
Yeah, circling back to this Pujols thing.
Yep.
This is how much I disagree with you on this.
Okay.
I think Albert Pujols deserved and would have gotten an automatic invite to the All-Star game this year and would have been honored because it's his last year. Now the Angels
100%.
The Angels just crapped all over that.
I mean, do you think anybody will sign him?
What I hope happens is that the St. Louis Cardinals sign him, he comes back and plays a couple of games, and then he retires.
Yeah, I think he just signed. I don't think he plays. The Cardinals are in first place.
Right.
And I'm not sure that you want to
sign
mess
him,
with what's
going on.
Sign him,
come back, right, have a – by the way, it'll pack the stadium.
Have Albert Pujols day.
Well, Albert Pujols weekend, if you want. Have him make an appearance in each game. Maybe give him one start and just say, you know, Goldschmidt plays every day anyway. Give him a break. Give him a day off. Let Pujols play first, and then have him retire on Sunday night.
I think it could be one of those sign – never play, but maybe retire as a Cardinal. By the way, you know what happened? It guarantees that Pujols, I think, will not go into the Hall of Fame as an Angel. He's definitely going in as a Cardinal. Maybe that was going to be the case either way, but now it's firmly decided he's going in as a Cardinal.
But here's the weird thing. I have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure when Moreno gave him the 10-year deal,
yep,
it was really a 20-year deal with an ambassadorship on the end.
Oh, now ambassadorship canceled.
Yeah, now that's over.
Whoops.
So I think we're going to court now. And
okay.
A
bunch of ways to reach the show. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. The phones are always open no matter what we're talking about. You can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. I got a schload of emails last night after the Dodgers loss.
A what?
Which we'll get to.
You never heard the word schload, Lindsay?
Schload.
Not in that context.
It's a combination of load and then the four-letter word that starts with S. It's just a combination word so you can say it on the radio.
It's a schload.
Okay.
A schload.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a schload of emails on that. You can also tweet us at Venice Mace, at LA Ireland. Also coming up for you, Willie Mays turns 80. Who is the best
90.
Living baseball
Willie
player?
Willie Mays turned 90.
Best baseball player you've seen with your own two eyes. That's coming up too. Mason in Ireland. Going to be a great show today. Thanks a lot for being here. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So what's up? Albert Pujols cut. I've never heard Lindsay as fired up about anything as she is about this Albert Pujols getting cut by the Angels.
You know what this violates, Mace?
What?
This violates the golden rule. Treat others how you would like to be treated.
John, what front – you know, everybody's on sentimentality and nostalgia.
Right.
The reality is the Angels are in last place. They're 13-18, and they got to find a way to win. And if Albert Pujols isn't the guy that's going to help them win, get them somebody who will.
Yeah, but who are they getting?
I mean, I don't know. There must be some sort of plan.
It's not like there's like some, you know, earth-shattering player that's going to come in and make all the difference between a first ballot Hall of Famer. You want to know what, Mace? In fact, you said, what team does that, right? Isn't that your argument? Like, nobody does that. No team's going to keep a guy around or sign a guy, you know, when they're in last place because they want nostalgia.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing with Cabrera in Detroit.
Hey, guess what? I want to tell you something. It's 2021,
yes,
and the Cleveland Cavaliers just signed Anderson Varejao last night, okay? So if you want to say that teams don't do that, you're wrong. That's a perfect
parody.
No,
I'm saying
right there.
Teams do it when it is pointless and it is hopeless and it is meaningless, and that's what it is for the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are a hopeless, meaningless
franchise. What do you mean? They
franchise.
Brought them in to win.
yeah, right. All right, let's go to Trisha in Van Nuys. Hey, Trisha, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Lost Trisha.
All right, well, let's go to Greg in Oxnard. Hey, Greg, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, Greg? Good, man.
I was just calling. I just think that the Angels should have cut Pujols a long time ago because he's categorized in my book as the same as everybody else in the steroid era because his numbers dropped just like everybody else's did when they started doing more strength and testing.
Interesting.
Well, the only thing that I've ever really believed in terms of Pujols in the steroid era, Greg, is He used the same trainer as Juan Gonzalez. All those guys down in the Dominican Republic. Used the same guy, and Pujols refused to denounce him. I mean, apparently this guy was like the godfather down there, and but he was the guy giving Gonzalez all the steroids. And that was the only time Albert kind of crossed into that. But I wouldn't tie him to the steroid era unless you have more proof than that.
We just don't have any specific evidence. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right. His career has tailed off. We don't know how old he is, obviously. He's listed as 41, and there were reports earlier this year that he's considerably older or at least a few years older. It's been 5 years since he had 30 home runs. I mean, he just hasn't been much of a player. And it is the last year of the deal. He's batting 198. And in
You're saying just because he didn't hit 30 home runs, he's not that good of a player, even though he was still hitting, averaging 27 home runs a year and like 60 something RBI every year, leading up to last year before the pandemic.
So, wait a minute. He went 23. Here's his home run totals: 23, 19, 23, 6 last year. And 5 so far this year.
Yeah, you throw out last year because of the pandemic, though, right? Only 60-game season.
Oh, that's true.
Yes,
that's true.
I'm saying before last year, he got home.
For his career, you're saying?
Yes, 27 per season.
Yeah, but don't give me the rearview mirror. Give me what's happening.
No, the numbers Lindsay's giving you is with the Angels. Those are his Angels numbers.
Right, but not in the last few years. In the last 5 years, he's batting .239 combined.
Let's go to Pedro in Long Beach. Hey, Pedro, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time caller, man.
Thank you, Pedro.
Welcome.
Hey, you don't treat legends like that. I'm with Ireland. You know that's a legend. That he's up in the ranks with any other legend in any other sport. At the end of the day, whether or not his numbers went down. Baseball is the hardest sport to play at any age. And playing the way he did, he's been hurt, wasn't he? He was hurt with the Angels the last 5 years. That's
because he's 47 years old or whatever he is.
He could be 57. He still hits a 95 mile an hour fastball, 390 feet.
Right. And Mace, I don't know if – I'm not so sure that your constant bringing up the age thing isn't a little bit – it's not racist. Would it be culturalist?
No, I don't think so.
Because why? Because he's from the Dominican? We can't prove his age?
No, it's because there was a specific report about it.
I've never seen it. I think that what happens is people say...
Yeah, former MLB execs say Albert Pujols has been lying about his age for years.
Wait, that's a guy with the Marlins, and when he was asked for proof, he didn't have any? It's David Sampson, the GM of the Marlins.
Yes, David Sampson.
Who used to go on with Levitard, and he's kind of a bomb thrower. If you don't have any more proof than that, I mean, it's easy to say that these guys were born in poor countries that didn't have great hospitals.
Nobody's saying that.
Sampson is saying that.
But it's not cultural. He's saying specifically about Albert Pujols. He's not saying about Dominican players in general. He's saying about Albert Pujols.
Right. It seems to me like an easy accusation to make because he comes from a country that's not financially well off.
Yeah, but I still don't see the I don't see that. He's talking about Pujols. I'm referring to his report. Has nothing to do with the DR or the country in general.
Yeah, but he just wouldn't say it if it was, if Pujols was born in the United States, he'd never bring it up.
He would if he was lying about his age.
Right, but he has no proof of that. It's just David Sampson throwing stuff on
the wall. David Sampson, who I think is the one former baseball executive who actually speaks truth about things because he's not trying to get back into the game. Everybody else is keeping track of their secrets and all that stuff.
It's kind of hot takey.
What is?
Hey.
He's kind of hot takey.
So what? We're hot takey.
Hey, Ruben on line 7 says he's got a cure for the hangover.
Excellent.
Ruben.
How's it going, guys?
Happy Friday. Good, Ruben.
All right, well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and use this Mesa term. You drink a load of Pedialyte and 3 Advil, and I guarantee you the next day you're feeling fantastic.
Now, okay, what's interesting about that, Ruben, is when I got my second COVID shot, I got the Pfizer COVID shots. And when I got my second one, a trainer that I know reached out to me and he said, here's what you do. He said, drink a ton of electrolytes the day before and the day after your shot. So I drank four Perfect. Gatorades the day of and four Gatorades the day after, and I had no serious issues. I think there's something to this.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I got my second shot, I got the Moderna.
Which is supposedly worse.
Yeah, so when I got my second shot, I got high right afterwards. I had no symptoms whatsoever when I woke up the next day. So you can go Gatorade, you can go weed. You've got options to avoid any side effects. That's a good idea,
Thank
though.
You,
Pedialyte
Ruben.
Is definitely a thing. I used to, when I was in college, I used to drink just a ton of water. If I got hammered, and I don't even know how I survived college, we drank so much. Seriously, John, when you think about it, I don't even know how I lived through it. Beer bongs and keggers.
Right.
And
I remember one
nonstop.
Year in school, it was like March or April. And I tried to come up with a day during the school year that I didn't drink. And I couldn't come up with one.
Yeah. No, didn't happen. Didn't happen for me. We drank all the time. And my nickname, you know, my regular name is Mashotsky. And they started calling me Mashotsky because I broke the house record for most shots.
I would be so very proud.
Believe me, it's one of my crowning achievements. 877-710-ESPN. Also coming up for you, John, a fisherman who I believe is doing it all wrong. Doing it all wrong.
Okay. And then we got to get to the Dodgers wetting the bed again last night.
I've been avoiding it.
And Mace, these two Laker games, tonight and tomorrow.
Big.
Need them.
Yep.
Need them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I personally need them. Big
games. I hear
you,
man.
Big games tonight and tomorrow. We got to get into that, too.
There's an Ireland vacation at stake. It's all coming up. Mason Ireland.
Worthy everybody.
Mason Ireland 17.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Then ESPN. Get back to your calls in a minute. 877-710-ESPN. So, John, a 24-year-old fisherman in Colombia walked himself to the hospital for emergency surgery after one of the weirdest fishing accidents you will ever hear about. So he wound up with a 7-inch live fish stuck in his throat, blocking his ability
what?
To breathe. Yes. The man was fishing for food at a nearby lake. He reeled in a 7-inch fish. He quickly baited his hook again and tossed it out there before tossing the fish he just caught into a bucket or onto a stringer. He immediately got another fish in the line, so in order to reel the next one in, he put the head of the first fish in his mouth.
Okay.
So when the 24-year-old put the fish in his mouth, the fish wasn't having it, thrashed while trying to free itself, and then it got lodged in the man's throat. It had
wow.
to be removed by an emergency surgical procedure. A fishing accident that I have never heard anything like before.
What? Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. You know, the moral of that story is don't put fish in your mouth unless you've, you know, filleted them and cooked them.
Exactly right. Don't put a live fish in your mouth is a pretty good rule to follow.
Here's Sal in San Diego. Hey, Sal, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Sal.
Good, Sal.
Hey, listen, you guys are talking about pool holes. One thing, John, you had mentioned is maybe he'll go to the All-Star game this year because it was last year.
Yeah.
In spring training, he wouldn't even say it was his last year. He said he's not done yet. So, and not only that, who wants to go to an All-Star game when you're batting 198? That's kind of embarrassing in itself. But even further, you guys were talking about how the Angels did him dirty.
Yeah.
How do you know that they didn't go to him and tell him, hey, look, it, we're going to play you once a week. You're going to be a pinch hitter. And he said, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
Release me.
Well, here's the thing. If that was true, why wouldn't you just give him his outright release? Why would you designate him for assignment? So basically what they're doing is, Sal.
He has to go through waivers.
Right. They're putting him through waivers.
Which nobody will claim him.
Right. Which is
embarrassing.
Because
he's owed too much money.
Right.
And then he'll be a free agent. By the way, I don't know that they've got an option other than that. If you're going to cut a guy, doesn't he have to go through waivers?
I don't think so. I think you can give somebody their outright release. You can just part ways. Basically, you can part ways with them.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just – but it also sounds like, based on last night, it sounds like Pujols wasn't happy with the way he was being used anyway.
Right.
He couldn't get in there against a guy he really owned, that Ryan Yarbrough kid, who he had a bunch of home runs off of and, you know, hit really well. And he says it's the front office that's meddling and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the front office has a history of meddling. So, you know, who knows? I just think they could have handled it better.
Yeah,
All right, so what did you – did you hang in for all of the Dodger shenanigans last
night? Every minute. Me and Jorge were there till the very end because we were texting – when it got really ugly last night, right, Jorge? Mm-hmm.
They're inventing new ways to lose. What the heck was Corey Seager thinking?
Yeah, Corey Seager has been a disaster defensively. Just a disaster.
I mean, the game was pretty much over if he makes a simple throw to second base and he threw it into right field.
Yeah, just an absolute...
On what was... Is it safe to call that a sure double play ball?
The Dodgers have 19 errors in 31 games. They are just not playing good defense. And that doesn't even count pass balls and wild pitches and just sloppy play in general, all contributing to the way the Dodgers are playing. And once again, I mean, maybe I'm starting to come around on Kenley Jansen a little bit because we had a lead going to the bottom of the 10th inning. Kenley blew it. We had a lead going to the bottom of the 11th inning. It was Garrett Clevenger that beat us. And, it's interesting. Somebody emailed last night and said, we've got basically minor league talent out there. And a lot of it does feel like minor league talent at this moment. I mean, if you start talking about guys like Garrett Clevenger and Edwin Acina and these guys, Edwin Rodriguez has been just terrible. Edwin Gonzalez has been just terrible.
By the way, do you know what's next for the Dodgers?
Yeah, Angels.
Yeah, Dodgers Angels starting tomorrow.
Yeah, down in Anaheim. I don't want to be losing to the Angels. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Somebody else says, by the way, the Dodgers went south when I started clowning on the Padres. Do you realize Dodgers went on their tailspin?
True.
The moment Venice Mace ran his mouth on that Thursday afternoon before the Padres games, they are 3-11 in their last 14. Hashtag thank you, Mace. Hashtag the curse of Mace.
Well, I always
get the blame for stuff.
Well, hubris comes. You had a lot of hubris that day. You were very cocky. And
yes.
Now the team has gone in the toilet. You think those are unrelated?
I'm generally always cocky, John.
Yeah, but not
cocky's
that.
Cocky's my thing. Cocky's
not, you're
my
not
jam.
That, just like you've already come out and said that you're scared of the Clippers as a Laker fan.
Not scared of them. I just think it will be the Lakers' toughest opponent.
Right, but you don't have
Do you
that
disagree
same...
with that, by the way? You don't believe the Clippers will be the Lakers' toughest opponent?
I do.
Will they be their toughest opponent in the West?
No.
They've won 19 of 23 games.
I think Phoenix and Utah are better than the Clippers.
You do?
I do.
Boy, couldn't disagree with you more. Disagree with you more.
Right,
and the Clippers don't even have everybody out there. They're sitting guys and still winning.
Okay, so you respect the Clippers, but listen to this about what you said about the Padres.
I think it's a rivalry for the lesser team. So, like, the Padres are like, come on, let's get the Dodgers. This is our rivalry.
And then it went down south after that.
Right.
And it went south after that.
Come on.
See, you don't say that stuff about the Clippers.
No, I hate the Clippers. I'll say that. Right. I despise them. I root against them every single game they play. I hate the team. I hate all the BS they did last year with streetlights, not spotlights or all that stuff. We're here to play our way. All that BS that they put out there last year. I hate the Clippers. I just think they're the best opponent that the Lakers will face this year.
Yeah, well, they make them in the first round. If the season ended today, it would be
horrible.
You know, it wouldn't be horrible. I'm not scared of them.
Absolutely horrible.
Bring them on.
That's not going to give me Utah. Give me Phoenix. Give me. I don't want the Clippers till later in the playoffs.
Give me LeBron back, and we'll get rid of the Clippers.
Well,
let's hope that works. Lakers in five.
Lakers in five is Shea's slogan exactly. Willie Mays turned 90 today. My dad actually got a picture with Willie Mays a couple of years ago before my dad died. Willie lasted longer than my dad did.
Yeah, he's probably the greatest living baseball player right now, isn't he, now that Hank Aaron's gone?
I think so. I think he's the best living baseball player there is.
Unless you want to say it's Mike Trout.
I never saw Willie Mays play with my own two eyes. He was pre-me.
I saw him play at the end of his career when he was just basically showing up and, you know, stumbling around the outfield with the New York Mets.
Well, I mean, Willie Mays is an absolute legend, but I didn't see him with my own two eyes. So the question is, what baseball player, who's the best baseball player you've seen with your own two eyes?
There is
a right answer.
Yeah, it's probably Trout.
It is.
Yeah, it's probably Trout.
Trout is the best player I have seen with my own two eyes. He's the player of this generation. He's the Willie Mays of this generation.
You know, you once argued with me for an entire show that Yasiel Puig was better than Mike Trout.
I think I was on the Trout side. You were on the Puig side, weren't you?
No, you were on the Puig side, and you also said, plus, no one will ever see Trout play because he plays for the Angels and no one cares.
I mean, that part of it is true. That's why Mike Trout isn't a bigger star. Mm-hmm. If you put Mike Trout on the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Cubs, Mike Trout would be a gigantic star. Right now, he's toiling away in obscurity. But he's toiling better than anybody in the game.
What's Yasiel Puig doing, by the way?
Yasiel Puig,
your friend.
Puig, your friend. Yasiel Puig is part of one of the highlights of my career when he had the Wild Horse Poker Tournament, and I made it all the way to the final table. It started with like 300 players. I made it.
Do you remember who you lost to?
I don't remember who I lost to. I ended up finishing second in that tournament, and I think I won a giant screen TV, which I then in turn gave away on our show. That's the way I remember it. Because I don't need a giant screen TV. But that was a great night. Have you ever made final tables, John, at big tournaments?
Oh, yeah. I've won two of them.
You've won two big tournaments?
Yeah. I don't know if it's big. I won one with 60 people.
That's big.
Is that big enough? It was a charity event, and I had I was the mark. I had a bounty on me.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody. I kept getting cards. They got me so hammered, they just started delivering shots to the table trying to get me to screw up.
Nice.
That I couldn't drive home. I had to call Lisa and I had to tell her to come get me.
So we're going to do, at some point, as things improve, we're going to do a big station Mason and Ireland poker tournament. But what I want is for just us to sit at a table. Me, Lindsay, Jorge, Michael Thompson, and Ramona. All play the game.
No, Michael's not going to play.
Michael doesn't play poker?
Nah. Ramona does, I think.
Yeah, I played with Ramona.
Well, every time you and I are in the same tournament, we always have a contest, and I always last longer than you.
But we're not playing heads up.
Okay.
To me, playing heads up would be the interesting thing.
Oh, here's Michael.
Hey,
boys.
You don't play poker, do you?
I have no idea which way to even hold the cards.
Really?
No.
Michael, how many hands of poker did you watch me play on the plane over the years?
It was crazy, Mace. These guys would take off. You take off from LAX, 30 minutes into the flight. We're going to cross country to New York. That's a 4.5-5 hour flight, 5:45. Yep. And they would play until we landed, until we were like 20 feet off the runway.
Mace, one time we played from takeoff to landing all the way to China.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. We never took a break.
Yeah, you guys were nuts.
That's like an 18-hour flight.
13-hour flight.
And you played poker for 13 hours?
We allowed one dinner break where everybody could turn around and eat dinner, and then we got right back to it.
And a bathroom break, probably.
Yeah. Well, you can get
that's
up to go to the bathroom at any point.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's a long play.
Yeah, how come you guys don't do that no more, Ireland, because of John Black's not there?
Yeah, John was kind of the guy who was the heart of the game.
Yeah, when I was on that team flight, we played poker, and John Black was running the show.
John Black, when we lost John, we kind of lost the instigator.
Wasn't it funny when John always would lose, how mad he would get?
Because after a while, those games got to be kind of lucrative. Yep. And, but John would
But you guys were only playing like a dollar a hand, right?
Well, we played $3. It was the most you could bet, but there was unlimited betting. So you could bet, like, if you thought you had cards, you could raise 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. You know, it got crazy.
I'm surprised, Michael, that in all your traveling, you know, whenever you got into the covered wagon and you were going to another city to play, you weren't playing Bure with everybody.
I'm not a gambler, Mace, because I know it's fun to win, but you lose more than you win, right?
$3, Michael? But $3 max?
It depends who you're playing with and stuff. Hey, Mike, what do you think about the way the Angels are treating Albert Pujols?
Okay, why don't you hold that, John? Hold that. We'll talk to Michael about that coming up next for you. Let me tell you about my friend. I'll tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident, my friend Jacob wants me to explain to you why you should see a doctor right away. Jacob knows you're busy, but if you're injured in a car or work-related accident, it's not like having a cold and calling the doctor a week later. How quickly you call the doctor after an accident is vital to your case. First of all, for your own health, it's important to see a doctor to get treatment and document your injury. But if you try to set up the doctor visit through your own health insurance, it could take a week or two. So that's why you need to call an attorney. Jacob can set you up with a doctor, even a specialist, usually within 24 hours to make sure you are on the path to recovery and properly document and bolster your case against the insurance company. So if you or somebody you know has been injured in any kind of accident, call Jacob 24 hours a day, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB. Or remember the catchy jingle.
Accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, so Michael Thompson, we've been talking about Michael Thompson's hanging out.
Yeah.
Tonight, Lakers versus Clippers. Ooh. It's a Clippers home game.
You see what I tweeted out about this game?
No.
I said, what's bigger? These two next Laker games or Melinda Gates' divorce settlement?
These two next Laker games, because it determines, Michael, whether you and I get a week off.
Yeah. Oh, have faith, Ireland. If I was you, I'd still plan your trip to the Bahamas.
I haven't canceled anything.
Is that where you're going, the Bahamas, John?
I don't know where I'm going, but I haven't canceled anything.
Go to the Bahamas, Ireland.
Michael will trick you out.
I've been to the Bahamas on a cruise, and Mason says he will not get on a cruise ship.
I don't blame him. You see, every time you get on one of those things, some kind of virus breaks out.
Yeah, it's like a floating petri dish.
Exactly.
Is what it is.
All right, so Mike, could the Angels have handled this better, or when an elite player, a legendary first ballot Hall of Famer, gets this way, there's no good way to end it?
Yes, there is a good way to end it. The way the Lakers handled Kobe Bryant. We all knew Kobe was on his last legs, and they went out with him at one last bang. Now, obviously, Albert Pujols is not an everyday player, Mace, but you can use him, like Ireland was saying, in pinch-hit situations. You can use him as a mentor on the bench for the younger players. You can use him in a lot of ways, keep him in uniform, and let him go out with grace and dignity this year, even though we know he's not the same player anymore, but keep him around in uniform. He has a personal services contract anyway with this team for the next 10 years at $1 million a year. Let him start it this year in uniform.
Let me ask you this, Michael. So, Albert Pujols, we agree, is not a productive player anymore. We agree, right?
Right.
He's batting 187 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's not a good player in the field.
Right.
He's not a good first baseman anymore.
Mm-hmm.
His general job is as a pinch hitter.
Yeah. And mentor.
But Michael, in sports, we see this in the NFL all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You will be tolerated until you can be replaced.
Right.
Obviously, Pujols is replaceable right now. And I'll
say
this, John.
Some little young prospect we never heard of?
Or somebody who the Angels believe has a big future.
Yeah, but that's – I mean, if
he would
believe,
be up with, he'd be up at the franchise now if he did.
If they believed he had a big future, he'd already be up.
Yeah, no, see, you're right about what you're saying, Mace. If you're the run-of-the-mill player, you're going to get cut if you're no longer productive. But this is a legend. You treat legends differently, Mace. Don't you have any respect for legends?
Hey, look, here's what I'll say, Michael. Here's how strongly I feel about this. When John and I suck for a long period of time, if that happens, I would cut us immediately. If we are replaceable, I am totally fine with being replaced if we suck.
Yeah, but you could come on as a guest host every now and then. See what I mean?
Yeah, and Albert Pujols. Now, what's interesting is the $1 million a year. I wonder if he actually will do anything, any personal services after he's been.
Yeah,
cut.
He will act as an ambassador, you know, and as a face of the franchise in his retirement years, which is good. Keep him.
God,
around.
He's making $30 million this year. Mm-hmm. $30 million, terrible contract. John, would you agree that was an awful contract for the Angels?
Yeah, but they gave it to him. That was their mistake.
Right, but bad contract for the Angels. 10 years of mediocrity, one playoff appearance. It was not worth the $230 million.
Right, well, I'm not sure I'd ever give anybody like these contracts that Bryce Harper and Mookie Betts and Manny Machado are all getting. I think it's too many. They're all too many years.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, it's kind of on them, the fact that they gave him this contract, the fact that you put all these things together, he's a legend. They're the ones who gave him the bad contract.
Yeah, and they knew at 39, 40.
They should have to live with it.
And they knew going into the contract, Mason, late in his 30s, early 40s, he wasn't going to be the same player. They knew that.
It has been reported that there was a disagreement last night about whether or not Pujols should be in the lineup. He wanted to be in the lineup. He claimed that the front office kept him out of the lineup. Don't you think it's possible that there was friction there?
Yeah.
In terms of Albert Pujols accepting his role.
Yeah. By the way, Mace, what's the argument for not putting him in the lineup? He was 6-for-9 against that guy with 2 home runs.
I don't know. Is it that – did Ohtani hit last night? Because he's your DH.
I think Ohtani pitched.
So he hit.
Yeah, but he could.
In the pitcher spot.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. I
so
mean,
maybe
obviously,
that means you
don't
have a DH.
I don't know the reason, except he's not been very good.
Well, this is how you handle it, Mace. Like you say, you have that conversation with Albert. Albert, you're no longer an everyday player. Matter of fact, we don't even know if you want to put you in the lineup anymore. And you ask him. How do you want to handle this? Do you want to just retire on your own and give you the right to do that? How do you want to handle this, Albert? That's how you go to him and ask him, Ace.
I wanted to point this out, too. You know, the Angels have got a young first baseman named Jared Walsh who's batting
really
333 with 6 homers and 22 RBIs.
Where?
So you're not going to play Albert Pujols at first base.
No, not over him, no.
Yeah, not over him.
But you could use him as a pinch hitter. You could be their Manny Mota.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's – if he's not a clubhouse distraction, I guess I understand it.
Right.
But I'm not going to feel bad for Albert Pujols. Well, he's going to Hall of Fame. He's been a great player. Michael, the other question was, who's the greatest player? And you're old, so who's the greatest player you have ever seen with your two eyes, baseball player?
Well, I agree with Vin Scully. And by the matter of fact, today is his 90th birthday. Do you know who that is?
Of course. We've been talking about Willie Mays.
Yeah. Willie Mays is the best player I've ever seen, arguably the greatest player ever. And when people say Mike Trout's better than him, I don't know what you guys are talking about, even though Trout's a great one himself. By the way, you guys know why his nickname was Say Hey?
No, why?
You guys never heard the story?
No, never heard the story.
Because when he was a young player first, when he first came up, he greeted everyone with Say Hey when he didn't remember people's names.
Hey.
Say Hey.
Hey.
Say Hey. So they call him the Say Hey Kid.
It's good to have one of those in the chamber, right? It's good to have one of those when you don't know somebody
shooter.
And you're supposed to know somebody.
Hey, boss.
Like, there's one particular guy in Los Angeles who calls everybody Babe.
Babe, yeah.
Babe.
Who's the
best? So am I right or am I right?
Yeah, so,
no,
so,
you're right.
So Mace, you're like 42, 43, so you're saying that Mike Trout's the greatest player you've ever seen.
That I have ever seen. Yes.
Better than Barnes.
By the way, Michael,
by the way,
Mason's 42 or 43.
But yeah. Thank you for the compliment. I'm 56.
You're 56, Mace?
Yeah, I'm 56.
Why don't you act your age?
Why act my age? It's way more fun to act like a goofy teenager.
Yeah, so Mike Trout's better than Bonds, better than Hank Aaron.
Yes.
You've seen Hank Aaron play, right?
Hank Aaron was when I was very young.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Hank Aaron
broke
the home run record when I was 8 or 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
I don't think I had the
Trout's better than Griffey? Trout's better
than
Griffey?
That's the comp. That's when Ken Griffey was in his prime, he's the closest because Ken Griffey was elite defensively.
Yeah. So is Trout. Trout's pretty
good. So is Trout.
Yeah, Trout's elite defensively.
By the way, Mace, you were poo-pooing Albert Pujols. He won 2 gold gloves.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, you said he was a liability defensively. You won 2 gold gloves.
They say he had the greatest 10-year period in Major League Baseball history.
Now, that's why I keep trying to tell Mason. He's not buying it.
So how long, I mean, for his first 11 seasons, Mace, he hit first 10 seasons, what is it there? Let's see, he hit 331 and 408 home runs, 1,230 RBIs. No one ever did that over 10 years.
All-star every year, MVP three times.
Six words. What have you done for me lately?
Boy, you are cold. So you would have, if you were in charge
Mason
of the Spurs.
Based on that, Mason would cut Mookie Betts right now.
Yeah.
Let him leave.
Well, I'm really frustrated with Mookie Betts, I'll tell you that.
Would you have benched Kareem at the end of his career? For
Kareem,
me, by the
no.
way. Would Kareem's you have benched Tim Duncan?
Benched them.
Yeah.
No, not
See,
if they're
so you're being inconsistent. You're being inconsistent.
Yeah, Poole's better than those guys comparatively.
What was Kareem's game like when he was in the last year?
You know, he could still shoot that hook.
Okay, so was he better than a 178 hitter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, no, I wouldn't bench Kareem in that case. If he is productive, a completely different
story. Would you have
story.
Cut Kobe's minutes in his last season?
I would not have. I cut his minutes?
Yeah, like way down to like 20 minutes.
You know, it's a crappy season, and he was the one they were paying to see.
Right.
Nobody is paying to see Albert Pujols.
By the way, Mace, Albert Pujols, the only player in MLB history with 3,000 hits, 600 homers, and multiple World Series titles.
Wow. I am not disputing the greatness of Albert Pujols historically. I'm disputing why he's on a major league roster right now.
You are like
why
he
was.
You are like the ants in the Geico commercial. Expired. You want to throw him out.
All right. I guess I've just got a completely different view of this thing.
Yeah, you're cold, Mace. You got a cold heart.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what you got to be if you're a front office executive. You've got to be cold. You've got to be cold-hearted. You got to do what's right. You got to do what it's going to take to win, not what it's going to take to be sentimental and nostalgic.
By the way.
All right, coming up next for you is Fast Track, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.